Now for our story. The hour is near 10 in the evening. Kit Mead, Bill's wife, had returned from California a short while ago, had introduced Bill to the baby's son, which had supposedly been born while she was away. After she'd put the baby to bed, Kit and Bill had joined her father in the living room of the apartment Ben had arranged for them in his house on 11th Street. When she confessed that she was tired, would like a cup of tea, Bill had offered to go down and make it, since Lucy, Ben's housekeeper, was having her night out. Now, as he stands watching the steam begin to rise from the bright red kettle, Bill is thinking of everything that's happened in the last month, wondering about the future, his mind struggling to think clearly, logically, after the shock of tonight, the shock of Kit's unexpected return with the child.
I was sure I had things settled in my mind. All this time while Kit's been away, I've been figuring it out. I was sure she felt pretty much the way I did, that it was no go, that we weren't right for each other. Even in her letters from out west, it sounded as though she agreed, thought we should do something definite when she returned. I thought we'd reached an agreement. But tonight, I don't know. She almost acts as though nothing's wrong, as if everything were going to go on. Oh, maybe I'm imagining it. Maybe that's just Kit's manner. She never likes to show what she's feeling. She must know as well as I do that we're not right for each other. The trouble is, the baby does make a difference. It makes an awful difference. That's something I didn't count on. Everything was so uncertain about the baby. And now I have a son. Yeah, he's a fine child, too. I really felt proud looking down at that little guy. Sound asleep in his crib.
Well, hello, Bill.
Oh, good evening, Miss Calvert.
I've just been out for a walk. Couldn't imagine why the lights were on in the kitchen, so I thought I'd investigate.
I guess I am sort of trespassing. But Kit said she'd like a cup of tea.
So Kit arrived, did she?
Yeah.
Well, how does she look after all this time, Bill?
She looks fine. So does the baby.
The baby?
Yeah, it's a boy.
Oh, but I don't understand. The wire didn't...
I know. Kit said she wanted to surprise us.
So Kit had a son. Well, Ben talked to Kit just last weekend. Well, how old is the child, Bill? Did she say?
Yeah, she said the baby's 4 weeks old.
Oh, but it can't be. When Ben talked to it...
Well, you see, the baby had already been born then.
It had?
Yeah.
Well, then why on earth didn't Kit tell her father? He'd been so worried. She might have known he would be.
She said she wanted to surprise us. Boy, she certainly did, too.
Well, I can imagine. But I don't understand it. If the baby's 4 weeks old...
Well, Kit said the baby was ahead of schedule.
I see. But even so, I don't... Well, Bill, so you're a father now.
Yeah, it looks that way.
I was so surprised I haven't offered you my congratulations. Consider yourself congratulated, Bill.
Thanks, Miss Calvert. To tell the truth, I still can't realize it.
You mean the fact that you're a father?
Yeah. It's a funny feeling.
I suppose it is. Of course, I wouldn't know. Tell me, Bill, how does the baby look?
Gosh, I don't know much about babies, but he seems to be a strong, healthy little fella. You should have seen him kick when Kit was getting him ready for bed.
You sound quite paternal already. Well, I guess this changes things.
What?
It's always simpler when there's no child, isn't that right? What do you plan to do, Bill?
Do? Well, Mrs. Calvert, I have to confess, I haven't any definite plans at the moment.
Well, I imagine the Calverts will take over and make your plans for you from now on. The apartment upstairs is waiting for you. You'll be living here with Kit under Ben's thumb, just the way he wanted.
Oh, I'd better get Kit's tea ready.
Oh, here. I'll do it. Always makes me nervous to see a man fumble around in the kitchen.
Okay. Cooking's not my favorite sport anyway.
Jesse quickly prepared a tea tray, sent Bill upstairs with it. Then she turned out the lights and went up to her own room. Several times, while she was changing into a becoming negligee, she paused with a faintly puzzled expression on her face. At last, she seated herself on a chaise near the window, and a few minutes later...
Come in.
Good evening, Jesse.
Hello, Ben.
Where have you been all night?
Well, I'd hardly call it all night. I went for a walk. Stopped in at a drugstore for a magazine.
You might have told me you weren't going to be here. Kit asked for you.
Did she? Well, that was very nice of her. But I didn't think I'd be missed at the homecoming.
And, Jesse, I have news for you.
Yes, I know. I hate to spoil your little moment for you, Ben, but Bill told me all about it. That Kit brought back a son.
That's right.
This must have been quite an evening for you. You look like the proverbial cat who just ate a canary.
If I do, I have a right to. I told you how things would turn out, Jesse, but you thought you were so smart you wouldn't listen.
I had a right to my opinion.
Maybe so. But you have to admit you called the play wrong straight down the line. First, you went to Mary Lane with your malicious little story. That didn't work because she refused to string along with you. Then you were so sure the marriage was on the rocks.
Ben, what's all this leading up to?
Nothing particular. I'd just like to hear you admit you've been wrong for once, that's all. Every single thing you predicted has been proved false. You didn't think Kit would come back to Wakefield, or that Bill would live here with her when she did. And you were so sure that the baby...
May I remind you that the story isn't finished yet? Kit's been back a few hours, and you seem to think everything's settled forever.
The whole idea I had has worked out just as I planned. Kit living here with her husband and child. It's my grandchild.
Oh, here we go again. That same old image you have of yourself. Sitting at the head of the table, rapping the children's knuckles when they reach for the butter.
Go ahead, Jesse. Laugh your head off if you like. The facts still remain. All your careful plotting and scheming failed you. Just wait till you see that child. He's a Calvert, all right. You can tell that a mile away.
Is that so? Tried to get something out of Bill, but he wasn't very informative.
He's just temporarily flabbergasted. And no wonder to find out you have a fine baby like that. He's proud of it, all right.
Oh, Bill's a doting father, I'm sure. As a matter of fact, the child will probably be spoilt to a fairly well.
Don't you worry about that kid. He's going to be all right. One thing I'm sure of. Being a father will take the nonsense out of Bill. From now on, that young man's going to know the meaning of responsibility.
Really, Ben? Well, if he has such a sense of responsibility, why is he leaving the house at this hour the first night his wife is home?
What are you talking about?
Look down there.
What?
Through the window. Unless I'm very much mistaken, that's Bill Meade going down the front walk this minute.
Yes. That's Bill, all right.
Looks as if things aren't going as smoothly as you think.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Jesse, you and your wishful thinking.
Perhaps you should say realistic thinking, Ben. I've talked to that boy enough to know how he feels.
That was before he found out he had a son.
But human emotions don't always follow the rules. He may allow fatherhood to trap him, and then he may not. It isn't as if he hadn't been completely honest about his intentions. He tried to tell you, but you just didn't want to listen.
You're always so glib, Jesse. So full of phony theories. But as I pointed out to you just now, you're usually wrong. And you are this time.
Well, if you want to continue to kid yourself.
There's probably some very natural reason for Bill's leaving. He's just going to the auto court to pick up his things.
Well, Ben, you may be right. I wouldn't like to take any bets on it, though. Indeed, I wouldn't.
Bill Meade's footsteps echoed in the quiet street. Jesse and Ben stood silently by the window until the sound had died away in the distance. What would Bill do? Would he fall in with Ben's plan and Kit's? Live in his father-in-law's house with his wife and the child he believed to be his own son? Or would he follow his own plan, so satisfactory to Jesse? Insist on a divorce, which meant Jesse was certain, that Kit would leave Wakefield, leave the house on 11th Street in Jesse's full command. As he walked through the night,
Bill was confused, torn with doubts.